What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone.
Hey, thanks for listening. Chinese best friends in the house.
Are you really in the house, man?
Mike, this is like the third time I think we shot a podcast before 6 p.m.
I don't think that listeners give a fuck. All they do know what time it is, Chinese best friend. What's on your shirt? What you wearing today?
Oh, yeah. A good friend of yours gave me this shirt. It's Afrikicks.
What does it mean?
They are responsible for the kids with shoes in Africa.
Yeah, he's going around touring and giving shoes to children.
What a nice guy.
Very nice guy, man. But you know, it's after Labor Day. You can't wear white, technically.
Really?
You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
After Labor Day, you're not supposed to wear white. Otherwise, they just motherfuckers make fun of you.
Labor Day ended 2 weeks ago, Michael Blackson.
You got on white, my nigga.
How long are you supposed to not wear white?
After Labor Day, you have to stop. After September 6th, you can't wear white anymore.
Forever?
Nah, it's a black thing. Don't worry about it.
Oh, it's Chinese. A black thing.
You Chinese, don't worry about it.
Oh, what are you wearing? You look like a sergeant from Ghana Navy.
No, this is another outfit by Miranda, the guy in Nigeria made this.
That looks good on you, Mike.
Yeah, I look like freaking...
You look like a character of the movie Coming to America.
Nah, I'm more like the last king of Scotland.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Like Idi Amin's right hand man. If he had no left hands. Everything good? Yo, you heard the news about the girl, the Gabby girl. They found her body.
Yeah. I heard about that. It's pretty sad, Mike.
They found her body. She was a influencer that went
on a
her
tour.
Boyfriend went on like a little just journey, whatever.
With her van.
And this guy. And then all of a sudden they don't hear from her and he comes back home and he's not talking to nobody.
He's not talking to nobody, no cops, nothing?
He wasn't talking to nobody and all of a sudden now he's disappeared.
Wow.
What's the guy, Brian, was it Laundry?
Brian Laundry.
Laundry, well, he has a lot of dirty laundry to clean up now. But he's MIA, he's missing.
Wow.
Where do you think he's at right now?
I think he went to stop by our good friend's office, Dr. Miami.
Yes,
got a few nose jobs and BBLs.
He probably turned into a woman. He probably got a nose job, BBL,
right.
Got pregnant like
Little Nas X.
And then maybe he probably told doctor to make him black. So now is a white nigga out there walking around.
Nobody will recognize him.
Yes, not with a fat ass and titties and Laundry, wherever you are, we're going to find you, my nigga. We're going to find you, whether you're in Kuwait, whether you're in...
He's got to be in Tampa, Florida. You're always there, Mike.
He's not in no fucking Tampa.
No, he's from Tampa.
He's not going to be. He's out the country right now. His father probably got him like a three-way ticket to freaking New Zealand, motherfucker. He's in New Zealand right now as the only black twerker with a white heart.
Well, that's going to be hard to find that guy.
Look, what the fuck was we at today?
Holy crap, that was the craziest experience I've ever seen, Mike.
So this shit is on all over the internet. I mean, by now it's probably been up already, but went to the press conference for Canela and Plant.
Yeah.
Right? Plant seemed like a nice, classy guy from Nashville, Tennessee. He got his little beard.
Beard.
You know?
Look like they... Educated McGregor.
He's like McGregor if he graduated
middle school.
Kindergarten. You know, this guy's like, you know, his father is by his side, you know, and training. His father wanted
his training. Oh, his father's training.
His father, him and his father helped train him. Of course, his training was there. First time I met this guy, very nice, great guy, man, you know, and then he went to go. I didn't know they do a face-off during a press conference. I thought that's like 2 days before the fight, they do the face-off and look at each other mean. Like, I don't know what boxers get out of just looking at each other real mean.
For 2 months, they don't see each other?
They don't see each other for 2 months, and then, you know. But make a long story short, it got really crazy. I think, you know, somebody said something about somebody's mother.
Yeah, he said something about Canelo and his mom.
What, like he didn't breastfeed him or something?
Yeah, you look like you didn't get breastfed.
Oh, you look like, you look
what do you think he said to him?
Made
him so mad.
He said he pissed him off. He said, you know, I got to think of what would piss a Mexican off if he said something about his mother. Let me see. He probably said your mother is a housekeeper or something. He's like, fuck you. I don't know what happened. But I think the Mexican will be mad at me. Thanks to you, Chinese best friend. I'm going to lose.
No. Maybe he said something really mean. Like
your mother and your father is not.
After, yeah, your father and your mother.
Your father cheated on your mother with my mother.
Or maybe he said you're adopted. Your
right,
mother.
That's it.
He yeah, because he looks like an Irish man.
You look like an Irish man. He's a Mexican guy with an Irish face.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was Mexican until he said something. When they called him on the pulpit and the Mexican music came
Spanish.
On.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I was about to do the fucking merengue and the salsa. I should have
done it.
I should have. I was so close. But it was very slow.
It was merengue a slow type. One.
It was a slow one. It wasn't like. Ba la 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 bam bam me jo do do ti do me
te ke ma bi de gracia
me le le me le le me jo do si sere po si sere po si
sere a la bam
bam. Very intense. Somebody got scratched and punched each other in the face, and now that fight is gonna be.
That's gonna be shit. I can't even get a ticket anymore.
You going to the fight?
Yeah, I was gonna go because you said you were gonna call in sick that week.
But the reason why this show is going on today because we have a champion in the house.
Yeah, they
usually I usually have just Z-list celebrity. I made my way to an A-list.
Wow, Michael Blackson! I can't believe you got an
A-list.
Ladies
and gentlemen,
today
champion boxer himself, Mr. Badu Jack in the building.
Badu Jack. Welcome to Mother Sucker Podcast.
Welcome. If you want to punch anybody out of anger, punch this motherfucker. Okay.
Yeah, I saw you punch this motherfucker on Instagram.
Well, he was trying to. Yeah, he. I used me as a punching bag when I was.
Now it's your turn.
That's right.
Filipino best friend.
He was so surprised. Like, are you born in China?
Man. Well, God, you're Chinese best friend. But don't you deny your Chinese heritage. You have some Chinese in you.
Yeah, I got 45% Chinese.
I thought it's 45.5.
35.5.
Okay. Well, hey, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for coming. It was so last minute. He was in town for the press conference for the Canelo and Plant. You know, what's your whole intake on that? What did you think?
I mean, Caleb said motherfucker, I guess. And, you know, I guess in Spanish, it really means fuck your mother.
Oh!
So.
Motherfucker?
Yeah.
Motherfucker means something.
He said, don't talk
you
about my mama. And then he pushed him.
Oh, that's what he said, motherfucker.
And then he didn't have his translator next to them face off, right?
he translated. That doesn't mean you are the motherfucker, not your mother.
Yeah, because he grew up in Mexico or something.
He just heard motherfucker.
Maybe he said mother sucker.
Yeah
mother sucker. Maybe he said, do you know that mother sucker is here?
Right, that's what he said. Yeah. Michael Blackson, who Michael Blackson? The mother sucker. What you say about my mother?
That was so fast.
That's exactly what happened.
Mike, you got off the seat. I thought you were going to go and join the fight.
I wanted to stop the fight.
He was hiding behind the table behind me.
No, I was going to go help, but I didn't want another black eye. I know you can't tell, but I have a black eye. I did not want no more black eyes, okay? You know what? Let's talk about heritage. You're half Gambian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes.
Gambian is nice people.
Oh, Gambia is very nice. I was in Gambia 10 years ago, 2011. 2011, I was in Gambia, man. I had a beautiful time. Had me some rice and peanut stew. Is that a regular for you? Are you a peanut stew guy?
Yeah.
Peanut soup? See, it's a...
We call it domoda.
Domoda, that's what they called it. So, like, in Gambia... Even Ghana, Gambia, Liberia, Nigeria, they all like peanut stew. Everybody just cooked theirs differently. In Gambia, you cook your peanut stew on a thicker side.
Yeah.
It's not as watery. Right, because you guys eat it with rice. You see, in Ghana, they could make it more watery because you eat it with fufu. And fufu, you need like a liquid.
Almost like a soup.
Like a soup, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a soup. In Liberia, they make it more... On a nice thick as yours, but they make it, you know, kind of in between.
In the USA, it's peanut butter on a jar.
You said not as thick as you? You got to say pause.
Pause. Yeah, not as thick as y'all doing in Gambia, motherfucker. You know, but we met,
did you meet this guy?
Well,
I'm
a boxing, I'm a fan of boxing. He's a fan of comedy.
Oh.
And he was having a fight and he, you know, they found a way to invite me and I came back and like, hung out with him and his right before he went on.
Yeah,
so it was such a great experience, man.
That was the worst fight of my career.
Oh no, it was
so he brings bad luck.
Oh no, shit.
That's the fight where you got cut really bad.
Oh,
and he still fought.
You got cut.
He
that
cut
day.
And that was not your worst fight. That was the most bravest thing any man could do. That's like getting shot and you still fighting a war.
Yeah, I got after that fight, I never got so much so many fans after that fight. It's crazy.
You know, see, things happen. It's good.
100,000 followers overnight. They love me after the fight.
Yeah,
but that was my worst fight. But I kept fighting. He headbutted me.
I saw that
through my brain. I was still fighting.
Yeah, you had the blood. You can't even see. You fought. That's like fucking Stevie Wonder fighting. You couldn't even see. How could you even see? That's like, you know what I'm saying? And he still fought. He hung in there and fought. Did it end up stopping? I'm trying to think what happened. Did it go the extra mile or you guys?
No. It was like in the sixth round, I think. Okay. It went all 12. He couldn't do shit.
Did it go all 12?
He won fair and square, but he couldn't. He never hurt me. Never did nothing.
Yeah, that's like
the headbutt is always.
And I couldn't see it. Like it was in the middle, so it was ran into both of my eyes. I couldn't see at all.
Oh shit! It's like a vagina in your face.
Yeah,
you can't see.
That was his bravest. That was one of your great fights to me. Because I started to watch more, you know what I mean? And he recently fight on a Tyson and Holyfield fight.
Yeah, down here in the Staples Center. No, it was Tyson and Roy Jones.
I saw that. You won that fight.
Tyson and Roy Jones.
He was really good.
Oh, yeah,
he
whooped his guys out. It was terrible.
That was an easy fight.
He beat his ass. What did the guy ever do to you to fuck him up that bad?
Now, he was talking shit. I was actually mad because this dude. He's like a club level fighter. He's not on my level. He's not a world championship fighter. So that was just supposed to be an easy fight. Mm-hmm. And he said he was talking so much shit at the press conference. Stuff. I'm gonna punish him.
So you would have took it easier if you would have just shut the fuck up.
I actually didn't knock him out. I just beat him up, punished him for the whole fight.
That's fucked up, man. Because you could have just knocked him out, made it easier for him, right? Just take a nap, right?
Right.
Instead, you just kept him in the ring and punished him. So he went home. Every money that guy made, he needed to repair his body, right?
Right.
That's fucked up.
It's a hurt business.
So that's what it is. So with a fight, the more the opponent pisses you off, the harder you want to beat this motherfucker. Is that how it works?
Not really, because in a world class level, you can't get mad. You got to stay focused. It's a little different. But this guy, that wasn't a world class fight. I'm a world class fighter. That guy was a club level fighter.
What's a club? What is that?
He fight on small shows. Fight on
big level,
the highest stage. You know, but it is what it is. I'm not supposed to get mad either. But I just was a little pissed off.
He whooped his ass.
Shit, I should have put some.
I think he had he had a guy broken rib, a torn fibula, a torn ACL. He had his rotator cuff got fucked up, and he
bladder
infection, a hysterectomy, and last but not least, a contusion of the nuts.
Mike, you should be a freaking announcer in one of those thriller fights.
Nah, those are
commentator.
This is what medical terms I just use. I'm more of a doctor.
When are you gonna fight Jake Paul or the other Logan Paul?
Mike Tyson actually wanted me to fight one of them.
Yeah, why don't you do it? Or just fight both of them the same day?
Nah, they can't. They're like, is it legal for you to fight a non-professional?
Well, Floyd fought them, but Floyd is smaller, and he's retired, but. They don't want to fight me. I'm there the same size as them.
And but you're a fighter.
Yeah, and I'm active and I'm still, you know, I'm not a young guy, but I'm still, I mean, compared to them, I'm old, but I'm going to be 38 next month.
You'll beat the shit out of them.
I'll murder them
Those guys always say, I'm a professional fighter. I'm the my era.
The thing about them though, they're very smart. They're good at marketing themselves.
Yeah,
they know they can't mess with a real fighter.
Washed
up YouTuber basketball player UFC fighters that are old, or smaller.
Yeah,
but they're doing a great job. They make a lot of money, and you know they get their name out there. And people that don't know boxing, they believe in that hype. So they sell a lot of pay per view. They make money.
They're real. It's good a business. At those,
AKA scammers, motherfucker.
I'll fucking fight him.
Hey, they're smart. Hey, do it. Hey, this is the era way, man. Hype yourself up and get this money.
I'm gonna get Michael a fight on Thriller. A
celebrity fight. Who you think is gonna fight him?
It gotta be
another
comedian.
Bill Cosby.
I fight Bill Cosby. He's definitely his worst age.
Mike, you don't know. He's been training in
or a female.
I fight a female.
Who's a female fighter?
I don't know.
Tiffany.
Tiffany looked tough. I fight her grandmother or something. I like to win. I want a guaranteed win. I'm fighting.
I don't know, Mike. You're gonna fight a girl.
I fight a grandmother. Yeah, a girl probably slap me or she pull titties out and I'll probably lose. I'll just start looking and boom, punch me in the face. I will fight like a grandmom or something. Like give me like Betty White or something.
Betty White
from Golden Girls. She's dead. Is she really dead?
Yes, I think.
No, she's not.
Then it's a guaranteed win. Then.
Or she's about to die. I don't know.
Betty White's not dead. How dare you say something? Let me see. I mean, if she's not dead, she's definitely in her early thousands if she's not dead. Let me see if Betty White is dead. My God, you ain't shit. I hope she's not dead. Exactly, motherfucker. She's alive. Damn, she's born in 1922.
Oh, shit. Damn. She was born.
She was dead when Jesus walked on water.
Before World War II.
She looked at Jesus like, God, it must be those shoes he's wearing. She must have took a driver's test on a dinosaur, you think, right?
Yeah, for sure. On a...
Oh, before Titanic.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She knew Burger... I think she knew Burger King when he was just a prince.
No, she knew Burger King when they were selling hot dogs first in the alley.
She... That's an old motherfucker. God damn, Betty's 99 years old.
So you fight her?
I fight her. And that'd be a good fight.
She's not going to fight you, Mike.
I know she's not. But I'm saying...
She could fight other fighters better than you.
I would fight some. I wouldn't win. And if I'm fighting a 99-year-old, I'll fight a 99-year-old man.
No, we're going to fight an opponent.
No rush, man.
People would love you to be in a thriller.
There's no rush.
Just fuck of it.
I like to just tell jokes, man.
How about if you fight...
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. Don't he has a fight?
He's a professional fighter.
Yeah, Kev.
Yeah, he's training.
He's
like
a midget, though.
But he still hit hard. He hit hard, man. One good jab to my stomach, and I'll be out for two comedy seasons, motherfucker.
He's going to throw up all the foo-foo he ate for 2 years. That's still there.
But I'll have a better reach than him. He's sure. He's just going to probably just try to, he probably just try to punch me in my nuts. And I'm going to punch him in his face. So it'd be more like a nut face fight.
Oh, you know who's fighting this weekend, I think, or next week? Lamar, what's his name?
Lamar again? Odom again?
Yeah, against a former heavyweight champ, Riddick Bowe, but he's old.
Yeah, I know Riddick Bowe.
Yeah.
How the fuck, who's picking all these? Like,
yeah, everybody want to come back now. All the old fighters, celebrities, YouTubers, everybody want to fight now.
Well, the old fighters, Holyfield, what, he lost all his money?
He got beat up so bad that time, though.
He lost his money. Then he ended up selling his house to
Rick Ross,
right? That house cost him $30-something million or something crazy million, and Rick Ross ended up buying that house for like $4 million or some shit like that.
Holyfield fought like 30 years ago, 28 years ago, like a trilogy, three fights. And after those wars, they were washed up almost back then. And it was 30 years ago. Imagine they fighting now.
Damn, how old is Riddick? He's like, what, 60 then?
Probably, something like that. Yeah, maybe 58, 59.
Yeah, he beat up Holyfield. People were like, you should have taken it easy on him.
Yeah, with boxes, though, man. Those guys, they hit, I mean.
I think Holyfield won one of those fights, though. But
oh, before?
I think.
But no, last week, 2 weeks ago, he got beat bad.
Yeah, by an MMA fighter.
That was an MMA fighter?
Yeah.
Oh man!
So that what is this? I know football players had that little CTE. Is that big in boxing? The CTE.
It's worse than football.
Football is worse.
Yeah.
Than boxing, there's somebody fisky punching in your head.
Yeah.
Do you have one right now, motherfucker? Because I think it's probably yours is kicking in. If you think footballers have it worse than you guys.
So how do you know you have problems? CTE. It's like headaches.
You gotta go to the doctor.
Have you got your UK? Have you ever had one?
I'm okay, no.
Okay. Cause I
got good defense. I don't get hit that much.
Yeah, okay.
I just get headbutt.
I think Mike has one. He had a violent ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he Chinese best friends go to school with a helmet on, right? For a long time.
It's official, mother sucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers.
No, I used to get beat up my ex-girlfriends. Yeah.
You used to get what?
Beat up.
By your ex. I always been beat up by women, man. Like I've never been like a fighter, and I definitely would never hit a woman. Yeah. But I always end up with this woman that always want to beat me up.
For, yeah.
Because I don't keep my fucking dick in my pants. Can you believe that shit, Chinese best friend?
Yeah. What? Oh.
Yeah. My dick has caused me a lot of problems. For I'm gonna punch my dick in the face since this show is over. He has caused me so much problem with all my exes.
Wow, you got a lot of trouble, Mike.
Yeah, I had a lot of fighters, man. My oldest son, mother, ex-wife. I married her at a young age. I was like 22, 23 years old when I got married. She liked to fight, and she's the type that would punch in the...
Huh? African?
No. She was a black American girl. She's the type that would punch you. She'll punch me and then call the cops and tell the cop. She was that type. She'll hit me and get a restraining order on me, so now I can't go home. She'll get a restraining order on me, and I can't even go into my own. I'm like, she beat me, officer. Yeah. I had a rough marriage. And then my ex-girlfriend, she was, she the type, she hate the cops, but she loved to fight. But now I call the cop. I'm a cop caller.
Yeah.
911. I have on speed dial, motherfucker.
I had a lot of 911 calls.
I've had her locked up. I've had both of my exes. My ex-wife, I had to put in jail. I had my ex-girlfriend locked up before.
You got twins, right?
But the twins are like, the twins' mom, I was never married to her. She was just somebody I dated, and then we broke up, and she found out she was pregnant with two Michael Blacks.
Did you get lock her up too?
Nah, she didn't do nothing. She was like a weird little, she didn't, we didn't get locked up.
Yeah.
I didn't want to talk about her.
So, don't worry, Mike, she's not listening.
She's
to
listening,
podcast.
Trust me.
Oh, yeah, right.
She's listening.
Well, Michael still loves you.
But yeah, so what's next? Because I know you're gonna do. Are you gonna Dubai soon?
Yeah, I'm going. We haven't announced it yet. We're still waiting for the details. But it looks like I'm gonna fight in Dubai.
Are you fighting somebody from the Middle East, or are you fighting an American?
I don't know.
Okay,
don't
know with the fight, you guys don't know. Y'all just like, is it
not right now? No, it's not gonna be like a Canelo, like a big fight like that.
Okay.
But it's gonna be somebody the that's gonna get their ass kicked. It don't matter.
But all right, so let's go.
Maybe from Ghana.
Yeah,
but Ghanaians are not. They're not big fighters.
There's no fighters in Ghana.
Azuma Nelson's the last one I remember, and I remember when he retired. This guy went and bought a fucking limousine and ride around the dirt road with a limousine. I'm like, this shit's not gonna last well in this village. He bought a limousine, driving around the village in a limo. But all right, let's go to the Pacquiao fight. Pacquiao retired. Shout out to Pacquiao, your cousin,
Pacquiao, my girlfriend. We love you.
So now, let's say the whole Pacquiao fight. Okay, he puts fight this one guy. All of a sudden, the guy catch Corona-19. Right? Is that what happened to his last fighter?
No. What Errol Spence, that's my boy. He got problem. He got an eye injury.
Oh, it was eye injury.
Led to what you call that injury?
Cataract. Jerking off too much. What's the nigga doing?
Huh?
Oh, retina. Yeah, torn retina. So a lot of times, if he masturbate a lot too, it could fuck up your eyes. Was he beating his meat or not?
I don't know, but that guy would have whooped Pacquiao worse than the other
real
guy. Yeah, that guy's one of the best, and he's young too. He's like 29, 30. He's young, but and that's what you give a guy like Pacquiao credit, because he fight. You know, now he's, what is he, 44, 43?
Something like that.
Yeah,
and he fight like the best guy in the world.
In their prime.
That is better
in their
than
prime. And he could have fought anyone.
He has no
like
fear.
Like, easy fights. Yeah. He don't care. He's like, give me the best guy. So you got to give Pacquiao credit.
Definitely give him credit. Yeah. But you know, but the reason why I said that, because like, okay, for the fight, this one guy. And a week later, he got a whole new fighter, and he agreed to fight this new guy that he don't know much about.
Yeah, so that guy, it was like the number two guy in the world or something. No,
he is?
He's a top. Shit. He was a top guy, Cuban guy. He was gonna fight the co-main event, basically the fight before Pacquiao.
He was.
And that opponent also got the same eye injury, I heard. So the two guys is out, and then it's perfect.
Why didn't you just have them two eye motherfuckers fight each other too?
yeah, you're
it's
right.
A fair fight.
What are they gonna do? Spread each other's germs, right?
No, so he jumped in last minute, like a week. In a week's notice.
Wow.
And whooped him.
Nobody even knew that.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
What do you mean? We didn't know what?
Oh, like a switch a week later.
I didn't know that. I didn't know he came from that. He was on the fight before.
Yeah, he was the world champion too.
Wow.
So basically they was going to fight. He was preparing to Manny Pacquiao is southpaw, which is left-handed fighter. The other guy was preparing for a right-handed, and he you need a, 2 months to train for that.
Whoa.
A week's notice. And the last week, you don't do no sparring or nothing anyway.
So week you don't?
No. You don't want to get cut or injured. All the hard training is done before that. Last week is easy training. So that's when he found out he's fighting Manny Pacquiao, and then he won.
So southpaw, is that your right hand?
Southpaw, that's just what they call left-handed fighters.
Oh, left-handed.
So their hard punch is the left hand.
And what's the other paw called? Is it southpaw or no paw?
Right-handed. Actually, they call it orthodox. If you're right-handed.
Yeah, because I remember when I was training, at one point, I thought I was going to fight Kevin Hart. So I was, seriously, I went and saw a training box, and he told me, are you southpaw, northpaw? I'm like, I don't know what part I am. I don't want to punch him in the part of his eye, motherfucker.
Everybody that don't know boxing, they always think that they're going to, that right hand's going to be in the front. Are you right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
Yeah, then you're going to have the left hand first.
I'm definitely getting my ass.
You got to get the left hand to be blocking.
Yeah, that's the jab, and then the power is in the right.
Yeah, my power's in my right.
So this
have to go up front,
yeah,
to block.
Not block, just set up, boom.
Yeah, you just
right here.
Yeah, you just set it up and then.
And which hand do I use to hug him if he hit me real hard?
Yeah, you can do that.
Can I just hug him?
Yeah, you just gotta hug him like Mayweather always hug people.
Hey, hug him and then punch him in the stomach.
Yeah, every time he's about to get knocked out, he go and hug. He's smart.
Yeah, he never lost, did he?
Yeah, I want to hug too if I can be get 300 million or a billion or whatever.
Man, shucks. So you go to Gambia occasionally, right?
I've been there 3 times in my life, so okay. Not really. I was there before the pandemic. I was there 2016 and I was there 2000.
How do they accept you when you go home?
Oh, they love me. I was the only Olympian. I fought for Gambia in the Olympics.
Get out of here. I didn't know that. What year was this?
2008. And I was their flag, what you call it?
Bear, oh wow! So you're like a hero for Gambia.
You're the only athlete that was
boxer. You mean
Gambia?
Not that it was two other athletes, runners.
Oh,
it was three, and there was three two kids. Only. They were young. I mean, that was 2008. I was like 26 at the time, but yeah. So it was me and two other for a whole country.
For the whole country.
That's the smallest country in Africa.
Yeah, how Gambia many people the are there?
I don't know.
We don't know.
We're top one in Gambia all the time.
You were?
Top one in Gambia, our podcast.
Seriously?
Yeah, no joke.
Really?
Yeah, you could Google right now.
So this guy lies. So Chinese best friend lies so fucking much, man.
I show you,
Mike,
for goodness gracious, I have the chart table.
Gambia, we are number one in Gambia. Chinese best friend, he lies so fucking much.
I'm no joke. No joke.
How you spell Gambia? Chinese best
friend. Gambia, that's why I know. But now we're going to be top one forever. We have a Gambia boxer.
So you're Muslim.
Yes.
Now, all right, question on boxing.
I only have one wife.
Fuck, man.
Mike, you forgot
one.
To ask the other question.
What is the whole thing about
before
boxing?
Before the fight, yeah.
Thing with boxing, where you're not, is it, what's up with not, you guys can have sex before boxing? What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
Oh, you still fuck before you fight?
I don't know. No comment.
For real? I mean, I fuck before and after I get on stage.
And I think it ruins concentration, Mike.
It does. Because honestly, if I have sex before I go on stage, I'll be tired.
Yeah, and you don't have the energy.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like,
but that's what Pacquiao told me. He told me that he will not have sex. Is it like a month or something before?
7 days.
That's the blackson agent. That's Paula. Say how to Badu.
Yeah,
he do. He's married. Don't look at. If you look,
yeah.
If you look at her ass, it's going to cost you, you're going to have to pay restitution.
Too, yeah. The last time we had a married man here.
He ended up getting divorced.
He ended up getting divorced.
Yeah.
His name is, what's his name?
Gary Owen. Yeah, he's divorced.
Remember
man.
Gary, you know Gary Owen? The funny white guy?
He had a black wife, right?
Yeah, the black wife.
Yeah, Mike told him.
I call him white nigger.
Mike guessed that one too. That was
what?
A good guess, Mike.
What, that he was what, divorced?
Yeah, he's like, I just want to let you know, Gary, every married man go on the show, they get divorced.
But I mean, this guy is disciplined. He's a disciplined fighter. He's a family man.
Yeah,
don't
he doesn't drink.
No, he don't. That's
good. See?
You know what? My next
beat people up.
Just beat up people, man.
We need to bring him in a Hollywood club.
What? To beat up people?
Just hang out with him. Somebody starts trouble, shit. Gonna do anything.
He can't say it's a weapon. He cannot hit people on the streets.
Fight anybody.
You get sued, right? Yeah,
and I don't fight people that are trying to shoot you.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, they shoot you later when you get out of the house.
I'm not that fast.
You can't stop a bullet, right? Whether you stop part or left part, motherfucker.
Yeah, boxers can't get in fights at all.
Not bad. Yeah, he cannot.
Just slap them or something.
Your hands is a weapon, correct?
Yeah.
Basically, but...
I mean, unless you gotta defend yourself, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless it's like 3 out of 4, 1 or 2 out of 1.
I never really been in a fight.
Yeah,
I knock them out straight.
Oh, for real?
In a street fight. 1 point. That's not a fight.
Well, when you now, honestly, when you retire, can you be my bodyguard?
Yeah, if you pay me good.
I pay you good.
But every time somebody says, "Hey, you motherfucker, gonna get punched."
No, I'm gonna just take him to like
Like today,
just like decoration.
like Canelo.
This is my boxer. Yeah. This is my bodyguard. Oh shit!
Hey, Paula, would you did a boxer? This mic is right there.
Yeah,
is the mic on? Would you did a boxer? Have you did a boxer?
I haven't, unfortunately.
You haven't?
I did box.
You box?
A trainer, yeah. It was really fun.
Was it like a?
There you got an opponent.
It'll be.
Let's make it happen.
Can you teach
if
this?
If I fought her, I'd probably just come right at the middle of it. As soon as I get in the ring, I'm just come in and fight over. She'll knock me out.
And the floor is going to be all slippery. Everybody fucking falling in the referee.
I'll be doing a lot of hugging if I fought her. Yeah, she don't have to hit me, I'm going to still hug her. They're going to call this the Me Too fight, motherfucker. I know they're going to edit this part out. No. Before I used to box?
Yeah, with the trainer. It was like the greatest cardio I ever did.
Like punching the bags? Did you ever ask you?
Like I would punch his mitts.
Did you ever have an opponent? You ever win a ring?
No, I never sparred. There was this Nigerian guy that trained at that gym. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I want to spar you one day. I was like, no, never.
Yeah, he was just going to try. He was trying to get some free fills. Yeah. He's like, why she punch him? Like,
You're going to use mittens instead of gloves.
You know how to fight?
Yeah, I got good.
Used to be a gang member, right? Chinese best friend?
Shitty gang when I was young.
You talk shit all of a sudden. Now you get the real fighter. You want to tell me?
No. I get in fights before. Yeah, I got good ranking in the bar fights. I knocked out about like 6 in 1 fight. That was real
six
good.
And one?
Any of them were men?
Oh, it's an old man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was a big fight. Actually, a big fight next to the bar that fucking Blueface was beating up a security.
How's your balance?
Balance? I mean, before I was working out like crazy.
Maybe you should do that balance test on him.
Which one is that? Oh, I don't got no balance now.
Yeah,
but
he got a good.
Before it was a good balance.
You want to try the balance? You want to show him?
What's the balance?
No. Stand up. Come on, help us. Help us. Yeah, he can do it. No, he used to have fights and stuff.
Yeah, the balance.
Okay.
Is it with the arm?
No.
It's the balance.
Stand up.
That shit that killed himself?
No.
Just
hold on. Stand up. I'm going to show you.
Okay, do it first.
No, you got to stand
in your pockets.
Like, come.
You go slide like that?
No. Face us.
Huh?
A little wider. You go ahead. You do it.
You got anything in your pockets? Oh, can I see you do it?
No. Just, you know.
He'll guide you through it.
I'll watch it and see if I can do it.
No, you can do it, bro. It's not. It was.
Show me.
Old ladies can do it, too.
You go like this?
No.
Yeah, well, it's close. Oh, so you've seen it before?
No.
You have your hands.
Yeah.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right.
I put both feet on the ground and raise as high as you can.
Spread out. No, you're too close with your feet. Spread out a little.
He might be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be all right.
You're right-handed?
Yeah.
Look to your right. As far as you can go. If you start seeing yourself fall back, just step back. Is that as far as you can go? Okay. Let me go back. Don't go that
far. Keep doing.
Look to your right. It's 9 moves.
9 minutes?
Listen, do this. Put your left leg down. Keep your right leg up.
Left leg down.
Left foot down.
Oh, down?
Yep.
Yeah. Right. And one higher with the other one. Yep. Look to the right.
Now put both of your hands up on your side and your hips.
You go, girl.
They got me real Chinese best friend. They got me with that. They got me when I went and watched him fight. It got me real good. I was like this.
In front of Showtime, in front of everybody.
The assholes, man. They got me real good.
We got everybody.
Oh man. All right, well, I know you gotta you have to catch a flight.
Yes, sir.
Any closing remarks? All right, so you got the fight coming up in November. Well, not officially yet, but whenever it happens, you know, we'll keep an eye on it. Everybody, you can follow him at your IG is Badu Jack. Is that what it is?
BADUJAS BADOU.
BAD.
Not Erykah Badu.
Okay.
Oh, Erykah Badu, that's Michael Blackson's friend.
Yeah.
For those who went to a public school,
she got her name from me.
Yeah.
Could you spell that for them? For those who went to American public schools, could you spell your name for them?
BADOUJACK.
That's right. Badu Jack. That's his IG. You on Facebook as well sometime?
Yeah, I guess. Same Twitter.
Everything, man.
TikTok.
Christian Mingo.
I'm too old for TikTok.
Mike has TikTok.
Yeah,
but he runs it.
He's a young guy. He's got a young soul.
I run it's TikTok.
Yeah, he does my TikTok. I ain't did none of that stuff. But you got you real good. How you feel, man? You stand like a.
I feel like I fucking just was in a ballet school.
So let me pick your prediction for the fight, early November between Canelo and Plant. Who do you think is going to win that fight?
Yo, we want to know.
You're a boxer. That's like me being a comedian. I'm like, okay. If I'm going to go out and watch a show, I'm like, I'm going to tell you who's going to be the funniest because I know comedy.
Canelo is the favorite. He got a lot of experience. He got more belts. He got way more experience. But I'm going to roll with my boy, Caleb Plant.
Rolling with your boy.
Yeah, the underdog. So I hope underdog. He wins. I hope he wins.
Hoping.
I'm a Muslim, so we don't bet no money. But
we can bet for you. Just cash you up us the money.
But I'm rooting for Caleb.
I drink for you today, sir. I drink double.
So you're rooting for him, meaning you think he's gonna win?
I hope he's gonna win.
How many rounds?
He's gonna 12 rounds.
Oh.
If he wins, I think it's good. But
Canelo said he's gonna beat, knock him out in 8. Was it 8 or something? Who said 8? Somebody said 8.
He said that. Within 8 rounds, he's gonna stop
within
him.
Within 8 rounds?
That means, he never say that. That means Caleb got it under his skin, so he's mad. And that's when you lose your focus.
Yeah, that's right.
Now you're trying to just knock this guy out. You're trying to kill him.
Yeah. That's what Mayweather does in every fight. Makes them lose their focus.
Yep.
They fuck with his brain.
And Mayweather beat Canelo. He played with him. He took him to school. Yeah,
but that was very early in his career, though, right?
Yeah, but he had 40 fights. He was 23 years old. And Floyd was 36, so.
What?
Yeah.
But Canelo, he got to practicing a lot.
Canelo got a lot better. He took him to school. So he got better. Yeah. He learned from Floyd. From the ass whooping.
He learned from ass whooping. Yeah, a lot of times ass whooping do make
it's
you
good
better.
For you sometimes.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
Did your parents beat you?
No, mate.
Did your parents beat you?
No.
For real? Like, they spoiled you.
Nobody can beat me.
he was born a boxer.
He's beat his dad when he was 6 years old.
My mama's white. So,
white women on here. That's black women would beat you with everything. Cable cords, liquor bottles, spatulas, everything they use
another
in the kitchen.
Baby.
Yeah, they'll beat you. You'd be like, could you put my brother down? Please don't hit me with grandma this time.
Mike, were you beaten when you were a baby?
You know what? My mother probably slapped me about 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
I have no idea what I did, but I just like, love, I'm like, you know what? There go your Western Union, motherfucker.
Did you?
I stopped sending her money for a month and see who lose weight this time. My mother slapped me.
Pissed her off.
I don't know what I did, but she slapped me about 10 years ago. I laughed about it later. You know, like, I'm like, maybe she slapped me. I'm like, I'm the one to take care of you, motherfucker.
Yeah, and it was cool.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to slap you anymore.
Nah, she has no energy now. She's like 78 years old. I'll just duck and she'll lose her balance and like do a cartwheel or something. Yeah, but hey, slapping is good for once in a while, man. You gotta slap these fucking kids.
Yeah, you can't slap kids in the United States.
This guy beating up adults in the ring, but he getting paid to beat them up.
I think this guy's gonna take over the world, Mike. This guy's fucking good.
Well, he had his fights. Yeah. He's
gonna be world.
How many
champion.
More fights you think you have before you retire? You fight till you're like 50 years old? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm taking care of myself. I don't drink. I don't do anything.
That's why,
take care
Mike.
Of my
That's
body. I'm 38, but I'm a young 38. But so my plan is to become a world champion in the third weight class. So now I got super middleweight, light heavyweight, and now I'm trying to get a cruiserweight. I'm gonna get.
What weight is that? How many have to be for that? How many pounds?
You got to weigh in at 200 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's the
division. Isn't that heavyweight?
No, that's under. If you're 201, that's heavyweight. If you're over 200 pounds, that's heavyweight. But
so in another fucking, so 201, you could fight Deontay pretty much. He's heavyweight, right?
Yeah. He's 6'7", Mike, I heard.
Yeah, he's 6'7". I'm 6'1", so he's too, they too big for me.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
This guy fucking control his waist, man.
Oh, yeah. This guy's...
Yeah,
I can't believe you cannot do that shit. You can't be like two days...
Mike, if I go boxing ring, like exercise, hitting my bag, I lose 10 pounds.
But how you guys do it? I don't understand how you guys do it where you could be 10... You'd be 145. 2 months later, you'd be like, I want to be 175 and make it happen.
I was, my last fight was on the Mayweather-Logan Paul card in Miami in June. Right. I was weighed in at 177. Today, I'm 215.
What?
Yeah, you
was that the heaviest you've been?
What, 215?
Yeah.
No, I've been like 220 before.
And what's the smallest been like crackhead size?
140
like?
Probably.
When I started boxing, my first amateur fight, that was in kilos, 70, so like 156.
Okay.
That was 20 years ago.
That's not bad, 156.
I was 147 20 years ago.
Was that before your stomach?
Oh yeah, it just came out like past 3 years.
So how much do you weigh now?
I'm about 168.
You ain't no fucking 168. I'm 168.
I am.
But I'm tall. Maybe that's why.
No. I think I might be 175.
That's a big gap, Chinese best friend, between 175 and 168.
I could lose in like 10
That's
days,
super middleweight man. And light heavyweight.
He's two weights in one.
I could lose weight I bet real you, fast.
Yeah, you can't wait to eat, motherfucker.
How tall are you? Five?
I'm 5'8", I think.
5'1"?
5'8".
Oh, you're like the second tallest guy next to Yao Ming in your country.
I can't fight any other fighter. I can't even fight Jake Paul. He's too tall.
Goodbye, Matty Pacquiao.
I thought you go by weight, not height.
Yeah, but you gotta be tall. You know,
that's why. I guess Deontay, because how tall is that British guy he fights all the time?
Tyson Fury. He's 6'9".
Damn. Tyson's taller than him.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So, is Anthony Joshua, the British guy, he's 6'6", maybe?
Joshua is 6'6"?
Yeah. His hands are bigger than my head. He's fighting this weekend, by the way. What's the other guy? Deontay Wilder, 6'7". Tyson Fury, 6'9". These heavyweights, nowadays, they're tall. They're big, you know. Mike Tyson, that era, and even before that, Muhammad Ali was 6'3", 6'2". And he was considered tall back then. Now he'll be...
Why are they so tall now?
Well, tall, I guess it's better reach, right?
Yeah. I guess the food,
reach,
I don't know.
The bones.
People grow.
Well, we learned a lot today from boxing, man. Thanks, Badu, for hanging with us, man. I appreciate you joining us.
I can't wait to see this guy win the heavyweight champion.
Cruiserweight.
Cruiserweight,
not
heavyweight. Yeah. Heavyweight is like all those fat guys. Like
there's the smaller guys.
Cruiserweight, man. Well, good luck in your next fight. Badu has to catch a flight. Appreciate you joining us. And we'll bring our next guest in a minute. It's the first time, usually I don't have two guests in one show. This is one of them special shows. singer, songwriter, very talented from one of my favorite cities in the world, from Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kiera is in the building. Lanier. Am I saying right? Yeah. In case I fuck up your name, please.
Hey, welcome.
Kiera, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome to Motherfucker Podcast.
Is that Mike?
Don't be shy.
Beautiful.
Welcome to the show.
And see, we have a black, we got Paula, that's a black angel.
She's so pretty.
Yeah, she is. She's an angel.
She is.
And we found out today she could fight. So now, if I need a bodyguard, you got my back? Way back, or you really got my back, Motherfucker?
No, I do.
Because this guy always way back when I'm about to be in a fight.
Oh, my God.
Whenever I'm about to fight somebody, y'all look, you're going Chinese best.
No,
you
I'm right in the back. I'm a sniper. I like to do, like, I don't want to be right there because they see that I'm there to help. It's better if you're on a little bit on the side because they don't know it's coming.
Right.
I'm always like that.
Okay, man.
Yeah, and I don't like to talk a lot. I like to be sniping.
All right, fuck you and fuck me. It's about Kiera right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Kiera.
How you doing?
What's going on? So you live in LA now?
I live in LA. I've been here for about 3 years.
Oh.
So mm-hmm. You came, okay, so you really been for a year and a half, because a year and a half was Corona, motherfucker.
Corona wow. Still counts. I was in my house in LA for a year, but yes.
Wow. So how's the music? How things going?
Things are going really well. I have put out an EP. I'm in this contest right now to play the Hollywood Bowl.
Wow. When is the event?
It's October 22nd. So, yeah, I'm very grateful. I've had some great opportunities like opening for Anderson .Paak and, you know, I've been on American Idol. And so things are going really well.
Well, that's well. Congratulations,
thank
man.
You.
Well, this is Hollywood. It's a place of like hopes and dreams. It's all it goes down. Everything, you know. This is what happens at, you know.
Sure.
And it, I mean, don't get wrong. This industry is tough. You already know.
It's a lot of competitions, Mike.
But not even about the competition. It's just tough breaking through, man. It's like, you know, they want you to have a... Nowadays, it's like all about your social media. When you have like how many followers you have. People don't respect you if you have no damn followers.
Right.
You know. So, I mean, how's... Have you been mixing up with like other musicians, and have you done any collaboration? Are you?
I have a couple. I can't share everything, but
okay.
I have a couple on this new project I'm really excited about. There are some people who I do want to collaborate with, though, like Adekunle Gold. I really love him. And Tay Iwar is a potential.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's a few Afrobeat artists that I'm excited
to
work
with. You like Afrobeat?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. My musical style is a blend of R&B and Afrobeat together. So it's, you know, Black American
dope.
Meets West African.
Oh, well, if you want to definitely want to break through the Afrobeat world, you got to do something with a Nigerian.
Totally.
Have to. You know, you got to. You got to get, I mean, of course, doing some whiskey would be like a dream or like.
For sure. Him
DeVito,
or Burna.
Burna Boy, you
yes.
know, can't forget Techno. There's,
yes.
you know,
whiskey.
No, I said that already, Chinese
oh,
best
I
friend.
Didn't
are
hear
you
that,
deaf?
Mike.
Are you deaf, Chinese best friend?
Yeah, a little bit today.
All right. And then now, I mean, when you've been in Hollywood, you know, you have acting is also like something that you. You can't come to Hollywood without trying to act. Are you pursuing that as well? Are
yes,
you
I got some credits. Okay. I've done a little something.
What did you do?
Something.
I mean, can we see something?
You
out
can
there?
Pull them up. Mm. Yes, I've done a few. I've done Empire. I featured on The Shy. And I also write a lot of music for different networks, so you'll hear my music on a bunch of different TV shows too.
That's dope, man. And Hollywood's like so crazy. It's like everybody come here, you have to like probably give up some pussy. Have you have to give up some pussy yet?
I haven't had to give any pussy. No,
you are so fucking
you know,
lucky.
I'm a boss, baby. Okay, checks
damn,
only.
You didn't give up the pussy yet for
no,
a gig.
That's I give up the pussy for love.
That's
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah, okay, but that's great. That's a good accomplishment.
Yeah,
Paula, have you have to give up the pussy for anything besides love yet?
Not yet. Okay. The way she said that, like,
I mean, during the pandemic, even Oprah Winfrey had an OnlyFans. Did you have OnlyFans during the pandemic?
Don't be talking about my auntie like that. You
know? Everybody was pandemic. Everybody was struggling. Oprah had a Oprah
Winfrey and Gail.
They did a lot of collabs on OnlyFans. Ellen DeGeneres had OnlyFans. Yeah. Beyonce had one. No, don't judge. Everybody
what
had
about maybe you, she sing us a song. Man.
Actually, let's have a sing off. I feel like you got a little bit of, you can hold a little bit of note, right?
I can't hold no note.
Come on, Mike.
You know the thing about it? My mother, so my mother's an evangelist. She's to like travel the world singing, and then she's to take all her kids with us. She used to have us on stage singing with her. It was like what? The Blacks
Come on,
and
let
Five.
Me hit, the Blacks the
worst,
and Five.
I was the worst one.
Let me hear
group.
Your worship song. Let me hear it. Come on, with all your heart. Well, let me hear the passion.
I sang all like gospel songs.
Come on, just hear, let me hear one.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch
Come on.
Like me. I was once lost, but now I'm found.
Come on.
Was blind, but now
Come on.
I see.
God damn it.
Oh, yes.
Robson, you got talent. I didn't know you could even know your lyrics. This is the first time I ever heard you sing a song.
What?
The lyrics, you know. Mostly you forget the lyrics.
What lyrics?
The lyrics to the song, you memorized the whole thing.
I was very shocked. I remember it. Chinese version, your turn to sing, motherfuckers.
Come
song.
On, let's go.
We're going to have the professional going to be last. You're next.
Let me.
And then Paula, you better think about a song. Nah,
come on, yes. Nah. Yes.
I don't give a fuck if some of my Marengue song. You going to sing, nigga. You going to do some La Bamba, motherfucker. Chinese best friend, sing.
Come on, he about to come out.
He's good, though. Can you sing? What's that song? Can you sing? What's the one we always sing? The
my
one
that, girl?
You could do that, or you could do the one we went to Nipsey Hussle's funeral. The one is that's the song they always play.
With the dying song?
Yeah.
Dying.
Oh, I can't sing that. I don't know how.
We know the song, the guy that the old white guy that sang Frank Sinatra.
We sang that one here before.
Yes.
Unforgettable.
No. I did it my way.
Something that you know that's on the radio now. Simple.
You forgot how it starts?
Michael Jackson.
No worries.
Maybe my girl, Mike.
You want to sing my girl?
Come on.
Yeah. All right, sing whatever you want.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. Well, I guess you say. What can make me feel this way? My girl. I'm talking about my girl. Ooh. I got sunshine on a cloudy day. My girl.
Yeah.
I even got the month of May with my girl. That's all I can
okay,
say.
Okay, let's China. Go. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not that good. Oh.
I felt a little hard. Soul in there. He got a little blackness. I felt a little in there. Okay.
Your turn, boo.
No. I'm like you. I can't really sing.
You know, I like fun. You have any, can you do a Latin song at least? Like, I want to hear a Latin
song. I'm going to pull out the Selenas, the B-side J-Lo's.
Right. Thank you. Let's see. Como la flor, con tanto amor, me diste tú, se marchito.
Oh, that I thought it was Selena's, man.
Selena
came back to life.
She did come back to life, okay.
All right, we're waiting for the professional.
It's my time. I'm a professional, so I'm just gonna get comfortable. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm gonna sing... Auntie Whitney, then.
Oh, Whitney. I like Whitney. It's my favorite singer.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know that I'll think of you every step of the way, and I will always love you are, I will always love you.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
Sorry, y'all. I'm sitting down.
She's
and shit.
She's got power.
I'm sitting down and shit. My bad. But wow. Yes, Auntie Whitney, long live the queen. Yeah. The queen, Auntie Whitney. I love her.
She's the greatest.
Oh, my gosh, she is. Whitney, Celine, Mariah. They all made me want to sing.
Is that your order? What's your order? Your greatest singer of all time? Who's
Damn.
Number? You know what? Yeah, give me your top five. How about that?
Top five is Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
We just talking about singing ability, right? Not just hits. Singing abilities.
You know what?
Singing ability. Okay.
Okay.
Aretha.
We'll go with singing ability, then we'll go with
And then we'll
hits.
Go with hits. Okay, cool. Aretha, Whitney, Celine Dion, Kim Burrell, and who? Aaliyah. Anita. Oh, my God. Anita. Oh, my God. She said Anita Baker. I love me some Anita Baker, but I'll put. You know what? I'll say Jasmine Sullivan. I like Jasmine.
Okay, you mix it up with old and new.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
So those are top
singing capabilities.
Now yeah. Give me top five hits.
Singers that I like. Okay. Well, definitely Beyonce for sure. Then I would say I like I think, you know, if we're talking about just hits,
let's name the five and then we'll put them in order.
Okay.
So you got something like hits is my Beyonce.
Beyonce for mm-hmm. sure. Then I'll say
and Whitney.
Whitney. Are we talking about the five that I already had?
No. Okay, so the first five we did was more of like voice, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now we just know people with hits. But I mean, you still mix it up, don't you think? Like,
I would say
a lot of hits?
Whitney does have a lot of hits. I think also just for singing, I would throw Usher in there. Usher has a really great range and he has a lot of hits.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, geez, Luther Vandross.
Oh yeah, Luther Vandross.
Do
you know when I was 13, 14 years old, it was a talent show.
You were talent show?
I was 14, 15. I was in a talent show, right? During the summertime, like a pre-college program. I was a sophomore in high school. And then I did a talent show and I did Luther Vandross song.
Which song is this?
My sister, I didn't know any better. My sister gave me the wrong words.
Oh, what? Is it that a house is not a home?
Nah. What song was that?
That's my cut.
Can you sing that one for us?
Come on.
No, that's not a song.
What's the song that she sang?
Fuck, what's this song?
It's official, man. I saw that my Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers.
A chair is still a chair.
Oh my God, what the fuck is this?
Even when there's no one sitting there.
Ooh.
What's after that?
But
a house is not a home. Ooh. What's it? Turn into a home when there's no one there. To turn the key. Mm-hmm.
Please be there. Saying that you're still in love.
Come on.
With me.
Come on. Yes, baby. Come on.
Chinese
what's the
best friend?
Now and then.
Ooh.
I call your name. And suddenly your face appears. Jesus.
Yeah, you
a
got
crazy
it.
Game.
Come on.
When it ends in tears. Love, pretty doll, and have a heart.
Come on, baby. Yes. Look like Mike still don't know the words. It's okay.
No, I don't know the words. I'm texting my sister to find out because she gave me the.
Okay, if y'all were to have $100 million on the line, all of y'all, and all y'all had to do was really kill one karaoke song, what song do you feel like you could confidently rip that shit?
I'm a big Johnny Cash fan. It'll be a Johnny Cash song.
Okay.
Ring on Fire. Are you into country music at all?
I'm not. I'm asleep, honestly. Put me on. Ring of Fire.
The Ring of Fire. I went down, down, down. The Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire. And hearts of love is sweet. When hearts like ours mean. Oh, shit, my goodness.
I can't believe I forgot the words. Lyrics,
Chinese best friend.
He's going to come back to life and no, slap you.
Damn it. Let me start it. There we go.
Okay. Put some passion in it.
Love is everything. And it makes a fiery rain. Bound by wild desires. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames were higher. And they burn, burn, burn. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. Dun, 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames were higher. And they burned, burn, burn. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet. When hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, the fire went wild.
That's enough. Was pretty good.
Thanks,
Mike.
Man.
I just want to know, how do you dance
to
that
song?
She
could also sing, Mike, the new... Nadalia. She's a singer also. Put her in she's gonna sing us a song.
Well, this show is about to be open. She's gonna do the next show. The
next show, yeah.
So what's so you have the contest next week on October 22nd.
It's ongoing right now. So
ongoing. So what,
I'm in the quarterfinals.
How can the fans help you win this?
Okay, so what you can do is go to my Instagram, which is Kiara Lanier, KiaraLanier, and go to the link in my bio, and it says click to vote for me to perform at the Hollywood Bowl. So, yeah, there's a contest called Opening Act, and I'd be opening for Doja Cat and a few other really awesome.
Ooh, that's what's
I think Lizzo and a few other folks.
On that show that night?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a big show.
It's a big show, yeah. And so, yeah, I really want to win it. I'm going to win it. What am I saying? Want to. I'm winning this shit.
Everybody,
okay?
Go and vote. Go on her page, link in the bio, Kiara, K-I. A-R-R-A, am I saying it right?
One R, but thank you.
K-I-A-R-A.
Yes.
How you spell that last name? Because I went to a public school too.
L-A-N-I-E-R. And you can also check my music out on every streaming platform under my first and last name also.
What? Yeah, well, go show your support, motherfucker.
Really
thank
good,
you.
Mike. My goodness. It was like listening to Whitney Houston.
Baby Whitney.
With Bobby Brown.
Well, she's from... Is it a skinny Bobby Brown or a fat Bobby Brown?
Skinny.
But she's from Chicago. Chicago is full of so much talent. Who's your favorite artist from Chicago?
From Chicago? It's going to be Chaka Khan and Quincy Jones.
That's Dave Shane.
And R. Kanye, too. I mean,
R. Kelly getting left out of the
deal.
No,
look, R. Kelly, he's a GOAT. He's a GOAT, but you know.
Okay, he's a GOAT.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
I used to sing his song.
He's what?
I used to sing his song before.
I'm saying, what did she say? What did you say he's what?
I said he's in the Hall of Fame. He's a GOAT.
Okay.
He's a GOAT.
R. Kelly's a GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just peed on a few people, but he's still a ghost. Like,
I think he did a little more than pee on people, but, you know.
I wonder if they put that song back in the new Space Jam movie.
Oh, it's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and the stars above. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's one. That's it. That's the, Luther's I sang, yeah.
How about the hello? Is that Luther?
I don't know Chinese best friend, but this show's about to end. And
he said, I want to sing another song.
Me that you're looking for? That's not Luther Vandross. Yeah.
That's right.
What's a famous Luther Vandross song?
Every R. Kelly song is a hit. God, yeah. Right, such a hit.
Yeah, I believe I can fly.
I believe I can. But it's not about R. Kelly right now. It's about Kiara.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody vote for her.
Go vote for me.
Yeah, go vote for her.
We're going to watch you live.
Don't vote for R. Kelly. Vote for her.
Yeah, don't vote for R. Kelly. Get out of prison.
He's going, you know what?
I don't think there's any voting for R. Kelly.
No. He's fighting through his case. Let him.
He'll be out soon.
You think so?
Yeah. Like you said, just beat on a few people.
Well, he did more than that.
40 of them.
I mean, Bill Cosby's out, so yeah, possibly.
Yeah, there might be the forgiving year, you know.
Yeah,
God forgive them, the victims forgive them.
There's no space in prison right now.
Yeah, plus, you know, COVID too. So COVID forgive.
The Mu virus.
The Delta virus too, right? And the Southwest and the Spirit and the Frontier virus.
Not the Frontier virus.
The Frontier virus is right.
Oh, no.
You want to finish the show with one song of maybe the Titanic Celine Dion?
Celine Dion sings the Titanic song?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Can you sing I Love That Song? Chinese Best Friend?
Are you serious? That's the song y'all want?
I heard it the other day.
So can you help her with it? You know the words to that.
How you know,
I
Mike?
Know it.
Because you always talk about the fucking
Come on, sing it with me. Chinese Best Friend.
You started. I just background singer.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on. Far across the distance, in spaces between us, you have come to show you. Go on. Come on with this chorus. Here we go.
Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does
go on. Once more, you open the door and you're here in my heart, and my heart will go on and on.
Wow.
Celine, I love you. She's the other Canadian goat that people don't be talking about. Everybody's like, oh, it's only Drake. But yo, Celine, man.
Oh, Celine is from Canada?
She is.
I didn't even know.
She is.
Did you know that,
man? I didn't know everybody from fucking Canada. Drake.
Yeah, man.
Canadian. Celine Dion's Canadian.
She must have music class in their school.
Justin motherfucking Bieber's Canadian.
I thought I knew that. Oh, The Weeknd too?
The Weeknd, even on a weekday, he's a Canadian?
Not even on a weekday.
I think he's only Canadian.
There's
a lot
of Canadian people in this world.
Tory Lanez, Canadian.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
I don't know that. Yeah, Canada got the juice.
Yeah, Canada got the juice, man. I thought Chicago had the juice.
I mean, Chicago's forever. What? Come on, we talking about Quincy. We talking about Kanye. We talking about Curtis Mayfield. We talking about Common. We talking about me. We talking about...
Yeah, Mike, she's gonna blow
up,
Mike.
Like, baby, Chicago's making music for everybody. And you know, whether it's the artists or the producers or the writers, like, Chicago is always a part of the industry. Creating the industry for sure. But I'm very grateful that y'all shared your love and energy, good vibes with your
favorite episode.
Oh, thank you.
Can you sing us to sleep every night?
You to sleep. You know, we can figure out a retainer. You know, we'll do something.
Tuck me in bed. I like music.
Sing a song, like
sing that Luther Vandross.
Maybe I just FaceTime you when I'm about to go to sleep.
You know, we could work something out.
20 songs or three.
Okay. You could also put your baby to sleep. Can you afford a Chinese best friend?
Singer?
She could sing like on the microphone, like, you know, and put a baby to sleep too.
The baby mama sings, Mike. She
sings. Oh, she does that? Oh, I forgot.
She sings. Yeah, she has a very powerful voice too.
That's beautiful.
She used to sing in Canada all the time.
She's Canadian too?
No, she used to sing there. She had concerts in Canada, big concerts. Back then, before she met me, and she met me. And she stopped
singing. I hope your child becomes musical.
So since she met you, you fucking ruined her life.
Yeah, ruined her life. Oh, put a baby in.
You put a baby in her stomach. Yeah. Fuck her stomach up.
Yeah, she don't sing no more much. She used to sing me to sleep.
You came in her.
Yeah. But it's okay. The baby, I think, might be a singer. This is like, our podcast started so good, just like the Titanic ship, just sailing down the Pacific Ocean, nice and smooth, then hit a fucking iceberg. Just like the Titanic.
Thanks for joining us another episode of Motorcycle Podcast. I've been your host, Michael Blackson, kind of Chinese
best friend. Chinese best friend.
Paula Blackson Angel, can you give me your IG so they can follow you for those?
PAULACONTENTO.
And once again, my special guest, Ms. Kiara, give me your IG so they can follow you as well.
My IG, thank you, is Kiara Lanier, KIARALANIER.
Thank y'all for joining us. See you another episode.
Yeah.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.